Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has a slight lead at 37% of the vote, with former Governor John Huntsman Jr. coming in at 34.26%. Former House Speaker Greg Hughes has 20.71% of votes. Former State GOP Chair Thomas Wright has 8% of the vote. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, votes cast on Election Day have not been counted yet, as they sit in a 24-hour quarantine. Voters were also able to postmark their ballot up until Election Day, when in past years, it had to be mailed by the day before. The next round of votes will be released Wednesday at 3 p.m. Results will not be final for another 3 weeks. Both the Democratic and Republican primary for Utah's 1st congressional district are also very close. Darren Perry is leading in the Democratic primary with about 52.5% of the vote, and Jamie Cheek has nearly 47.5% of the vote. For Republicans, Blake Moore has just over 30% of the vote, while Davis County Commissioner Bob Stevenson has just under 30% of the vote. Kerry Gibson has about 23% of the vote, and Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt has nearly 17% of the vote. In the race for Attorney General, incumbent Sean Reyes has 54.44% of the vote, and Utah County Attorney David Levitt has 45.6%. The winners for some of the other races in the state look a little clearer right now. In Utah's 4th congressional district, Burgess Owens has been declared the winner with 43.5% of the vote. Locally, in State Senate District 25, Chris Wilson has 62.10% of the vote, while longtime incumbent Senator Lyle Hilliard has 37.9% of the vote. In State House District 3, incumbent Val Potter has 44.16% of the vote, while challenger Mike Peterson has 55.84% of the vote. UPR's Madeline Mortensen contributed to this report. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.